Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. Read by the author.
Welcome. I'm Gary Zukav. During the years that I was writing The Dancing Woolly Masters and after, I was drawn again and again to the writings of William James, Carl Jung, Benjamin Lee Whorf, Niels Bohr, and Albert Einstein. I returned to them repeatedly. I found in them something special, although it was not until later that I was able to understand that specialness. These fellow humans reached for something greater than they were able to express directly through their work. They saw more than they could express in the language of psychology or linguistics or physics, and they sought to share what they saw. It is what they sought to share through the medium of their work that drew me to them. They were mystics. That is my word. They would not use such language, but they knew it. They feared that their careers might become contaminated by association with those who did not work within the scientific model. But in the depths of their own thoughts, they each saw much too much to be limited by the five senses, and they were not. Their works contribute not only to the evolution of psychology, linguistics, and physics, but also to the evolution of those who read them. They have the capability to change those who touch them in ways that also cannot be expressed directly in the terms of psychology or linguistics or physics. As I came to understand, in retrospect, the magnetic quality that these works held for me, I came to understand that what motivated these men was not earthly prizes or the respect of colleagues, but that they put their souls and minds on something and reached the extraordinary place where the mind could no longer produce data of the type that they wanted, and they were in the territory of inspiration, where their intuitions accelerated, and they knew that there was something more than the realm of time and space and matter, something more than physical life. They knew it. They could not necessarily articulate this clearly because they were not equipped to talk about such things, but they felt it, and their writings reflected it. In other words, I came to understand that what motivated these men, and many others, was in fact something of great vision that comes from beyond the personality.